Hello, we're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, letter 106. Letter 106. Edit 106. And as the coarseness of phase 4 was revoked from the screen of the goof by the breaking, that coarseness was revoked in the coupling malchut of the Rosh and Abba and Dima. 2. This is so because coarseness of the Rosh and coarseness of the Guf are the same thing, except one is in potential and the other is in practice. Hence, the coupling at the level of Keter stopped at the Rosh of Abba and Dima too. And the posterior vessels, the Achab, that completed the level of Keter, fell once more to the degree below it, meaning to the Zat. This is called revoking the posterior of the level of Keter from Abba and Dima. It turns out that the whole level of Ta'amim of Nikudim, Rosh and Guf, has departed.
Yes, what's happening to us? Look, this is not so difficult. We have Rosh and Guf. In the Rosh, we have the degrees of coarseness, the degree of aviyut,
dargot aviyut,
of
arba,
four,
dalid,
three, two, one, and zero.
Ve'az, im osim zivug daka.
And then, if we perform a coupling and clashing on four, so we say, let's say with galgalta and ab, we do a zivug of aka, we do a coupling. In striking, we have the striking, and then the light comes down from the Rosh to the Guf, to the body, the head of the Pratzuf, to the body of the Pratzuf. And then it turns out that this is how we feel it. But the moment we have in the body annulment of the shattering, the cancellation because of that in the degree of four, and then the body, the goof, gets cancelled, and only Pina Gimel, the third phase, remains. And then the second, first, and etc. And now all the degrees that are used in the world of Nikudim to fill themselves all reach the shattering, to a gradual shattering. 4, 3, 2, 1, and root, shorish. Zero. That's it. Now, we don't have questions, so we will move onwards. Let's see.
Item 107. And since the upper light does not stop shining, it coupled once more on the coarseness of phase 3 that remained in the screen of the Rosh in Abba and Dima. And 10 Sfirot emerged at the level of Chokhmah. The goof from above downward expanded to the Sfira of Chesed and is the second Melech of Nikudim. It too extended to Bia, broke, and died, at which time the coarseness of phase 3 was revoked from the screen of the goof and of the Rosh as well. Also, the posterior vessels, the Achab, that completed this level of Chokhmah, of Abba and Dima, were revoked once more and fell to the degree below it, to Zat, as it happened at the level of Keter. Afterwards, a coupling was made on coarseness of phase 2 that remained in the screen. And 10 Sfirot emerged at the level of Bina. Shaguf from above downward expanded in the Sfira of Gvura, and this is the third Melech of Nikudim. It too extended into Bia, broke, and died, revoking the coarseness of phase two in Rosh and Guf too, ending the coupling at the level of Bina in the Rosh too. The posterior of the level of Bina of the Rosh fell to the degree below her in the Zat. And then the coupling was made on the coarseness of phase one that remained in the screen, and 10 Sfirot emerged on it at the level of Zeranpin. Also, its goof from above downward expanded in the upper third of Tiferet. Yet, it too did not last, and its light departed it. Thus, the coarseness of phase one has also been refined with Guf and Rosh, and the posterior of the level of Zeranpin fell to the degree below it, to Zat.
No, yes. Well, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь пишет Бальсулам, что проходит свет, да, вот.
Бальсулам writes here that the light passes.
Разбивается и умирает.
Right, let's say the third Melech of Nikudim, then it continues to be, breaks and dies. What does that mean?
The vessels that are not capable to receive the light, the upper light, in order to bestow, and it enters the will to receive, immediately departs upwards, returns to its root, and the vessels from the meeting with the upper light feel themselves shattered, where previously there was no light in them, and therefore there, it wasn't felt the oppositeness between them and the light. But the light that entered the vessel now shows how opposite it is to the vessel. And that vessel, which feels how opposite it is from the light, falls completely from all spiritual degrees. And therefore it's called dead. The light departs from it, which is called death.
Allah.
Next.
Так,
that's it.
А ступени, почему, ну, он как бы разбивается, но тем не менее все равно дальше происходит вход.
Why does it break? And then, on the other hand, in any case, begins new lights.
The Reshimot are in the Rosh, and therefore, if I failed in higher up degrees or records, then how do I know that in the lower records I won't succeed? I continue to want to bestow, to be in order to bestow, to bring contentment to the Creator. And therefore I continue, not in the fourth phase, but in the third phase of coarseness, and then upon the second degree of coarseness, meaning I cannot stop. On the contrary, if I didn't succeed in a higher degree, why not in a lower degree will I succeed? Why won't I succeed in a lower degree? Okay. Good. So, Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiri Olamid, Bereshutcha Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. Rav, please. Here there's a process here where the lights are rising up in the concatenation of the first Balsufim. If the vessels weren't ready, the lights we go down to the Klipot. Like, what's the difference between these two states?
I don't understand which two states, but let's say that in the vessels that have a screen, so that when there's a screen, there's also ochozer, reflected light. So they raise the reflected light, the force of bestowal from them to the Creator. And then they are in a mutuality, a friendship with the Creator. And in such a way, they receive the light from the Creator, and by that actually give light to Him as a reflected light. And here, where they have no screen, they cannot create reflected light. So therefore, it remains that way. Just like they are. But the light departs, the vessels feel that they're not adapted to the light, and from that they shatter. And this is how the degree is completed.
Sorry, Rav, please. When the Parzufim were formed in the Parzuf of Adam Kadmon, then the lights that descended and the vessels weren't ready. The lights simply entered the Klipot, right? They didn't return back up. Here, the lights are returning back up.
No. That's not correct. The lights enter into the will to receive, into the desire to receive. They don't enter completely. Only in the meeting with the desire to receive without the screen, the upper light precedes itself and departs. And the desire to receive out of discovering how opposite it is to the light, yes, and want it to be similar to the light and to bestow. But the third force was revealed, the foreign, the side force that needed to be bringing to it the ability to, in order to bestow, but it doesn't bring it to him, the force to bestow. Therefore, the vessel shatters. It on itself wanted to very much be in order to bestow, to receive in order to bestow. And here, it was limited, meaning at that moment it wanted to receive in order to bestow. At that moment, it was revealed how within it doesn't have that force, because the parsa doesn't give the upper light to move towards those vessels and to give them a screen that will be in order to bestow. Therefore, the light departs and the vessel shatters. Just understand this tragedy, this drama that there is in the vessel in such a way. We're in place of coming to the highest degree. It shatters, dies, and falls to the lowest state. Okay?
Thank you, Rav.
Haifa 1.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. This talks about us?
No, this doesn't talk about us whatsoever. PT 19.
Okay, so this is not clear to me. It says here the coarseness even of the phase 3 of the Rosh and Guf of the vessels of the posterior, they completed for the Chokhmah of Abba Nima, returned and... why is there an annulment here? They were in a higher degree and then they suddenly fell to a lower degree?
The chap of the upper, which brought the upper light to the lower one, arranged the gadlut now for the vessel from which the vessel shattered. And therefore it gets cancelled. Because it causes the shattering. You understand?
First, beforehand, he was saying that this is in force and this is actively. What does that mean?
Head and body, Rosh and Guf. In the Rosh, in the head, it's in potential, and in the body, in the Guf, it is in practice. PT 7.
Rav, sometimes
we say that Chesed, mercy is Keter, and here Chesed is Chokhmah.
No. Don't get confused and don't get into that. Simply, what are you saying here that it's Chesed? That every angel is called Chesed?
Yes, the Melch is called Chesed.
No, that's something completely different. It has nothing to do with the Sfirah Chesed. Later we will go along. After we go through this part, it'll be a lot clearer to us what all those sfirot are and why they are called all those levels in the names of the sfirot. Okay, there are no more questions here for the time being. Although there will be many, but for the time being there are none. Item 108, yes?
Yes, 108. It's completed the descent of all the posteriors of Abba and Ima, which are Achab.
Of Abba Veima.
Since with the breaking of the Melech Avdat, only the Achab that belong to the level of Keter were revoked in Abba and Ima. With the breaking of the Melech of Chesed, only the Achab that belong to the level of Chochmah were revoked in the Abba and Ima. With the breaking of the Melech of Gvorah, the Achab that belong to the level of Binah were revoked. And with the departure of the upper third of Tiferet, the Achab of the level of Zeranpin were revoked. It follows that all the Gadlut of Abba and Ima was revoked, and only Galgalta Anaim of Katnut, smallness, remained in them. And only the coarseness of the root remained in the screen. Afterward, the screen of the goof was refined from all its coarseness and equalized with the screen of the rosh. At that time, it was included in the coupling by striking of the rosh, and the records in it were renewed, except for the last phase. By this renewal, a new level emerged on it, called Yeshut. Yeshut.
That's how levels after levels emerge. Just like there's Galgal, Ta'ab, Sag, Main, Bon, here there are also, we have the level of Abba Ve'ima, the king of Da'at, the level of Abba Ve'ima, the level of Yeshut, the king of Chesed, Gvura, the upper third of Tiferet, the lower third of Tiferet, etc. That's how the levels emerge. But truly in the same style like Galgal Ta'ab Sag emerge. There's no difference because what was renewed here is the general record, the Reshimo of Daled Gimel, that is below Tabu, and therefore here, below the Tabu, they continue in the same way, just like it was above Tabu.
Barur.
Clear?
Sheilot. Oh, Turkey.
Questions? Oh, Turkey. We had, yes? Please?
Thank you, Rab. My friend is asking, I think the four phases of lights are happening in the Rosh. Is it correct?
Yes, correct. They begin from the Rosh, from the head. Correct.
Yes. Can I ask another question?
Happy. Can.
Please. Yes, yes. Yeshut is the lower part of Bina. We have a problem like this. We have Keter.
Chochmah.
Bina. Zeranpin. And Malchut. In Bina, we have a transition between the upper part, which all bestows, and the lower part, which is already receiving. Here, it is bestowal, above, the upper light.
Yes.
And here it's the desire. And in Bina we have half-half. The upper half of Bina is the desire to bestow, which comes from the Creator. And the lower half of Bina is already the desire to receive that is born from the desire to bestow of the Creator in the desire to receive of the creature. Therefore, Bina is divided to two. The lower half of Bina is called the womb, the place for pregnancy and birth. That no longer belongs to the upper system. Meaning up to here, from here to here, to the middle of Bina, it is all upper. Everything is the upper. The control of the Creator. And from the half of Bina and downwards, this is where the control of the creature begins, the desire to receive. And therefore Bina is so special, so complex, very complex. More? You don't want to ask anymore. Okay. Kiev.
Дорогой Раф, вот мы изучали, что вот Апсак Мабон, вот там происходило истончение экрана, потому что...
Learned that Апсак Мабон, there was the refinement of the screen because the surrounding light pressed, as much as I understand, and that's what accelerated this development process.
Here it's the same thing. The vessels that are below the taboor, yes? The vessels that are below the taboor want to receive the light. They receive, just like in Galgalta, Nab and Sag, they receive the light in order to bestow. Also below the taboor, yes? They began in receiving in order to bestow, and until the parsa, just like we had until the parsa, we had Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, Upper Bon. That was all the five parsufim of Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon. But below the taboo, this is the taboo. Below the taboo, it's a problem. And here we can receive only in vessels of bestowal, because sag, which brings down to here its light, qualifies this area within which you can bestow. And then the paltsufim that spread here can expand. But the moment they cross the parsa, they can no longer receive. And then all this area becomes prohibited to be used in the vessels. And anyone that therefore comes down there reaches the shattering.
Так, ну, ну вот в, well, в парцуфах в этих Апсак Мабон в Адам Кадмоне, то там как бы
парцуфим Апсак Мабон.
Тут бина какую функцию выполняет?
Up there below the taboo, bina descended.
Bina exists here, but she exists here. You understand? In this area, from taboo till parsa. That's the force of Bina, the Sag, you see, that I drew here. The force of Bina came down to here. But below the Parsa, it has no possibility to bestow. That's where already the force of Malchut is. So it turns out to us like this. Above the taboo, we have Keter Chochma, the upper half of Bina. Below taboo, we have also part of the Bina, and below, until the Parsa, and below the Parsa, we only have Ziranpin and Malchut. Therefore, all the vessels of bestowal can be below the taboo, but the vessels of reception, not. They have no possibility here. Because the force of Bina is enough to sustain them in a state of in order to bestow.
Извините, может дурацкий вопрос, а почему бина могла спуститься под табур, а под парсу не может спуститься?
Maybe it's a silly question. Why did Bina can go under the Tabur Bina Parsa?
Yes, she can be also below the Parsa. There's no problem. There's no prohibition. There's no limitation to being a bestower. The problem is that the vessels that are there are vessels of reception, and it's not for them that light that appears there. Which is why eventually they are in order to receive. All the vessels that come to this area below Tabur,
yes,
must have the force of correction that is very big. Desires to receive in order to bestow. They cannot be here. In bestowing in order to bestow. Later we will learn. We will learn that there is here the world of Atzilut. And then here, Bria.
Yes.
Yetzira.
Vashtiya.
And Asiya. Then we will learn that we are in all of these vessels.
That's it.
And you can only correct this in the world of Atzilut, these vessels, and also not completely. Until the end of correction, it will be the Achap of ascent. Only in the ascent, the shattered vessels to Atzilut. And we need to correct all the shattered vessels, just like we are with you, also shattered vessels. And after we raise all these vessels above to Atzilut, then we cause the Achap of descent. And it will be also here with all these vessels will be able to descend below the Parsa, and then from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, everything will be corrected already in order to bestow. That's it. We certainly will learn all of this system and how it exists. For the time being, we are coming close to, for the time being, we're concluding the lesson. What do we have today, Gilad?
Yes, we have recommended sources for the meetings of the ten today. One is Faith Above Reason. We will read items 20 to 22, including Rabash article, Love Thy Neighbor as Thyself. And for tomorrow also, items 23 to 25 from the Faith Above Reason. Have a song after.
עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתח just a theory. With love we are set free. This law is so clear. Let's lose our fear. You and me, connected we'll be, like one family. Up the ladder we climb so high. You and me, living in unity, all together and free.